This is Standing Watch. And now, Evangelist Norbert Link.
Greetings, everyone. And welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Did angels have sexual intercourse with women and thereby produce giants? Now, that is something which many believe today. But what does the Bible say? Does the Bible give credence to that concept? We recently published a reprint article, and you are more than welcome to ask for a free copy of it via email, if you so choose and decide. And I'd like to read to you from our research and review article, and the one which goes into this question in great depth, to give you an impression as to what the truth is. First of all, these who believe that go back to a passage in Genesis chapter 6, verses 1 to 4, saying this: Now it came to pass, when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born to them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were beautiful, and they took wives for themselves of all whom they chose. There were giants on the earth in these days, and also afterward, when the sons of God came in to the daughters of men, and they bore children to them. Those were the mighty men who were of old, men of renown. Now, notice carefully, as we say in this article, this passage doesn't say that the giants were the offspring of the sons of God and the daughters of men. It only is saying that when that happened, they were on the earth, and afterwards as well. Now, regardless, some claim that it was angels. In other words, the sons of God being angels, angelic beings, while the daughters of men were mortal women. And now we read in, and we say in our article, that we reject this idea because for numerous reasons. First of all, let us remember that God made animals and humans according to their kind, as you read in Genesis chapter 1 and verse 21 and in other places. Animals can only reproduce other animals according to their kind. Two dogs cannot produce a cat, or a horse, or a bird. And man can only produce humans. They can't produce animals either. Now, since men and angels belong to a different kind, it is impossible for that reason alone that they could produce human offspring. In addition, as created spirit beings, angels do not reproduce sexually or by any other means. Jesus made this very clear. He said in Luke chapter 20, verses 34 to 36, that the sons of this age, that is human beings, who live today, marry and are given in marriage. One of the purposes of marriage is reproduction as well as being or having a sexual intercourse relationship. And Genesis chapter 1, verse 28, and chapter 2 and verse 24 tells you that. Married couples are to become one flesh, as we read, including sexually. Christ told us that those who are worthy to attain the resurrection to eternal life will not marry or be given in marriage, but they will be, in that sense, equal to angels. They will be over angels in authority and essence, being children of God, not of angels, but they will be equal to angels in the sense that they will no longer marry physically and engage in sexual activities. Now, some quote Genesis chapter 6 and verse 4 for the false idea that angels, allegedly referred to as sons of God in this passage, married women and produced human offspring prior to the flood. Now, although it is true that in some rare instances, sons of God can refer to angels, and you find an instance in Job chapter 1, verses 6 to 8, and also in Job chapter 2 and verse 1, it refers most of the time to human beings. Now, that is something those who believe in this concept that angels reproduced with women never tell you. I'm going to give you a few scriptures now. Malachi chapter 1 and verse 6. Malachi chapter 2 and verse 10. Psalm 82 and verse 6 to 7. Isaiah 45, 11. Isaiah 43, verse 6. 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 14. Also in the New Testament, John chapter 10, verses 34 and 35, Luke chapter 3 and verse 38, Romans chapter 8 and verse 14, Revelation chapter 21 and verse 7, and on and on and on it goes. This is also the case in Genesis 6, we are saying. God decided to destroy sinful men, in other words, flesh, not angels. Wasn't talking about angels. We read that all flesh and every man died in the flood. Genesis chapter 7, verses 21 to 23 tells you that. Because of this, some commentaries point out that the term sons of God might, in this instance, refer to the godly line of Seth. You see, Seth was, of course, a son of Adam and Eve, ultimately. Haley's Bible Handbook allows for the possibility that the sons of God were leaders in the Sethite families who intermarried with godless descendants of Cain. These abnormal marriages filled the earth with corruption and violence. Cain, of course, who slew his righteous brother Abel. Even though the sons of God, or human beings, belong to the line of Seth and might have worshipped the true God, and you can find a reference to that in Genesis chapter 4 and verse 26, they took for themselves whatever women they wanted, including those who didn't believe in and worship the true God. And there is a strong warning for all who are trying to do this in Malachi chapter 2 and verse 15, and also in 1 Corinthians chapter 7 and verse 39, other places. Don't do that. Don't get intermixed religiously. We say here that the consequences was that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually, quoting from Genesis chapter 6 and verse 5. And here are many commentaries who agree with this conclusion. The commentary of Jameson, Fawcett, and Brown agrees that Genesis chapter 6 refers strictly to human marriages, stating, "The sons of God saw the daughters of men, but the former is meant the family of Seth, who were professedly religious, by the latter, the descendants of apostate Cain. Mixed marriages between parties of opposite principles and practice were necessary sources of extensive corruption. The women, irregular themselves, or without having any true religion, is what he's talking about, would as wives and mothers exert an influence fatal to the existence of true religion in the household, and consequently the people of that later age sank to the lowest depravity." Here's a comment by the commentary of Matthew Henry, saying, "The sons of God, that is the professors of," and I add the word "true religion, married the daughters of men, that is, those who were profane, strangers to God and godliness. The posterity of Thess did not keep by themselves as they ought to have done. They intermingled themselves with the excommunicated race of Cain." So the interesting thing is that those who claim that the daughters of men, in other words, women, had sexual intercourse with angels, don't see the real problem here. The real problem which the Bible condemns is interreligious marriages, amongst other things. It goes on to say here that we are quoting from the Sonsino commentary, identifying the sons of God as the sons of princes and judges. It goes on to say that thus the very men who should have defended justice openly committed violence, and that they took wives by force, including those married to others. Now that seemed to have been another problem. Interracial marriages are described. Forceful marriages are described. In other words, rapes are described. They should have known better, but they didn't. Now some claim that the sons of God, these were not really angels, holy righteous angels. These were evil angels or demons. The problem are manifold with this concept. Let me just say here that nowhere in the Bible are demons ever referred to sons of God. As I said in the book of Job, righteous angels are in two places. Demons are never called that way. The Scofield reference notes have to say that some hold that these sons of God were the angels which kept not their first estate, a reference there to Jude chapter 1 and verse 6. It is asserted that the title is in the Old Testament exclusively used of angels, but this is in error. And then he gives some more scriptures proving that that is an error. We are expressly told that marriage is unknown among angels. The uniform Hebrew and Christian interpretation has been that the verse in Genesis chapter 6 and verse 2 marks the breaking down of the separation between the godly line of Seth and the godless line of Cain. So then quickly, where does this come from, this idea? It doesn't come from the Bible that angels or demons had sexual intercourse with women. It comes from books like the Book of Enoch. It comes from Hebrew myth. In other words, old Jewish fairy tales. And these Jewish fairy tales and what is written in the Book of Enoch, let me just say this very clearly, is of a demonical nature. The Book of Enoch is not in the Bible because it's not inspired. It's a collection of fairy tales. The biblical Enoch never wrote it. Apparently it's taken from several sources. But you know, I want to just read to you how demonic that is. Because here we read, for instance, from the Book of Enoch, that 200 angels from heaven decided to take wives for themselves from the daughters of men. And they conceiving brought forth giants. Now the giants, who have been born of spirit and of flesh, will become evil spirits. Evil spirits. In other words, they, the giants, are now becoming evil spirits. According to the Book of Enoch, it says, evil spirits shall they be upon earth, and the spirits of the wicked shall they be called. So that is absolutely demonical. But in addition to that, the Hebrew myths even tell you that there was only one virgin left at the time, and that was the virgin Ischa. Now, the Bible defines Ischa as a prostitute, one who was later worshipped by the Israelites. She was called the Queen of Heaven. You can read that in the Book of Jeremiah, chapter 7 and verse 18, also in chapter 44 and verses 15 to 25. You see, the Hebrew myths tell you that that Ischa is now in heaven as a Queen of Heaven, whereas the Bible tells you this is a pagan belief based on demonic concepts, and we should have nothing to do with that. They also tell you, those Hebrew myths, that Enoch went to heaven, that he is now in heaven as our mediator. Whereas the Bible says there's only one mediator between God and man, and that is Jesus Christ. You see how demonic all of that is? You see how it's all twisting the truth? Don't you believe any of it? Don't you believe that there is a possibility even that demons or angels could have sexual intercourse with women? Because they cannot. The Bible tells you clearly that is impossible. God will never ever allow this to happen. It's just not in the cards, so to speak. So it was a mixture of religious concepts which led to the violation and the brutality on earth. A warning for us not to make the same mistake today. Thank you very much for listening. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.
Standing Watch is a presentation by The Church of the Eternal God, P.O. Box 270519, San Diego, California, 92198. More information is also available at our website, eternalgod.org.